Canto 9, Chapter 24. The Yadu and Vrishni dynasties, Prita and the glory of Lord Krishna. Sri Shuka said, Vidarbha, the son of the Yadu Jamaka, begot in her, the girl brought by his father, the two sons Kusha and Krata, and a third one called Romapada, who was the favorite of the Vidarbha dynasty. Romapada's son was Babru. He gave life to Kriti, who begot Ushika, who had the son Chedi, from whom Damagosha, the father of Shishupala, and other protectors of men were born. From Krata, there was a son born called Kunti, who begot Vrishni, from whom next Nirvriti took his birth. From his loins, the one named Dashara was born. He fathered a son called Vyoma, who begot Jimuta. Jimuta had the son Vikriti, who had a son called Bhimarata, and his son Navarata had the son Dasharata. Dasharata's son Shakuni fathered Karambi, who begot a son called Devarata. His son was Devakshatra, and from him there was Maru, who had the son Kuru Vasha, who gave life to Anu. From Puruhotra, the son of Anu, there was Ayu. Ayu fathered the son Satvata, and he had seven sons called Bajamana, Baji, Divya, Vrishni, Devavrida, Andaka, and Mahabodja, O worthy friend. From Bajamana, there were with one wife the sons Nimlochi, Kinkana, and Drishti, and with another wife there were also three sons, Shatajit, Sasrajit, and Ayutajit, O Master. From Devavrida there was the son Babru, and about the two of them two verses are recited by the older generation. We heard from others, and also saw with our own eyes the following. Babru was the best among the human beings, and Devavrida equaled the demigods. And because of Babru and Devavrida, all the 14,065 persons who appeared after them have achieved immortality. In the dynasty of Mahabodja, who was a most pious soul, there were the rulers called the Bodja kings. From Vrishni, the son of Satvata, the sons Sumitra and Yudajit appeared, O subduer of the enemies. Shini and Anamitra then took birth from Yudajit, and from Anamitra the son Nikna appeared. Nikna fathered the sons Satrajit and Prasena. Anamitra had another son who was also called Shini, and Satyaka was his son. Yuyudhana was fathered by Satyaka, his son was Jaya, and from him there was Kuni, whose son was Yugandhara. Another son of Anamitra was Vrishni. Shvafalka and Chitrarata were the sons of Vrishni. Akrura was by Shvafalka begotten in Gandini. He was the oldest of 12 other most celebrated sons. Asanga, Sarameya, Mridura, Mriduvit, Giri, Dharmavrida, Sukarma, Kshetropeksha, Arimardana, Shatrughna, Gandamara, and Pratibahu. Next to these 12 sons, there was also a daughter called Suchara. From Akrura, there were two sons named Devavan and Upadeva. Chitrarata had many sons, beginning with Pritu and Vidurata, who are known as the sons of Vrishni. Kukura, Bajamana, Shuchi, and Kambalabharisha were the sons of Andaka. Kukura had a son called Vani, from whom Viloma was born. His son Kapota Roma had the son Anu, who had a friend called Tumburu, a famous Gandharva, a musician. From Andaka, Anu's son, there was Dundubi, who gave life to Avijjota, who fathered a son called Punarvasu. From him there were Ahuka and Ahuki, a son and a daughter. From Ahuka there were the sons Devaka and Ugrasena. Devaka had four sons, Devavan, Upadeva, Sudeva, and Devavardhana. There were also seven daughters, O protector of men, Shantideva, Upadeva, Shrideva, Devarakshita, Sahadeva, Devaki, and Dhritadeva, who was the oldest. Vasudeva, Krishna's father, married them. Kamsa, Sunama, Nyagroda, Kanka, Shanku, Suhu, Rashtrapala, Drishti, and Tushtiman were the sons of Ugrasena. Ugrasena's daughters Kamsa, Kamsavati, Kanka, Shurabhu, and Rashtrapalika became the wives of the younger brothers of Vasudeva. Vidurata, the son of Chitrarata, begot Shura, who had a son called Bhajamana, from whose loins Shini was born. Shini fathered a son called Bhoja, and his son is known as Ridika. His sons were called Devamida, Shatadanu, and Kritavarma. From Devamida, there was another son called Shura, who had a wife named Marisha. With her, he begot 10 perfect sons, Vasudeva, Devabhaga, Devashrava, Anaka, Trinjaya, Shamaka, Kanka, Shamika, Vatsaka, and Vrika. When Vasudeva took his birth, he was welcomed by the godly souls with the sounds of kettle drums. He is also called Anakandundubi, kettle drum beaten, because he provided the Lord's place of birth. Shura's daughters, Prita, the mother of Arjuna, who was Krishna's nephew and friend, Shrutadeva, Shrutakirti, Shrutashrava, and Rajadidevi were Vasudeva's five sisters. Father Shura gave Prita to a childless friend called Kunti, therefore she is also known as Kunti. She received from Durvasa, whom she had pleased, the knowledge to call for any demigod. Just to examine that potency, she, that pious soul, summoned the sun god. When she saw the godhead appearing before her, she was very surprised and said, "Forgive me, O godhead, please return. I only engaged this way to check out what it would do." The sun god answered, "In order not to be fruitless in your encounter with a godhead, I shall give you a son in your womb and arrange it so, O my beauty, that you will not be defiled." With this promise, the sun god made her pregnant and returned to his heavenly abode. Directly thereafter, a child was born that looked like a second sun god. Afraid of what the people might think, she greatly sorry gave up that child named Karna, the ear, by letting it go in the water of the river in a basket. Pandu, your pious and chivalrous great-grandfather, was the one who later on married her. From the marriage of Shrutadeva, Kunti's sister, with Frida Sharma, the king of Karusha, the son Dantavakra was born. Dandavakra was the incarnation of the one who became a son of Diti, called Hiranyaksha, after having been cursed by the sages, by the Kumaras. Trishtaketu, the king of Kekaya, married Kunti's sister Shrutakirti, with whom he had five sons, of whom Santardana was the oldest. Rajadi Devi, another sister of Kunti, married Jayasena and gave birth to two sons named Vinda and Anuvinda. Shrutashrava married Damagosha, the king of Chedi. Shishupala was her son. His birth I already described to you. Devabhaga, one of Vasudeva's brothers, had the sons Chitraketu and Brihadbala with the wife Kamsa. Devashrava, fathered with Gamsavati, the sons Suvira and Ishuman. Ganga, together with his wife Kanka, gave life to the sons Baga, Satyajit and Purujit. Srinjaya had, together with Rashtrapalika, sons of whom Vrisha and Durmarshana were the oldest. Shyamaka gave, together with Shurabhumi, life to the sons Harikesha and Hiranyaksha. Vatsaka fathered Vrika and other sons, together with his wife Mishrakeshi, a girl of heaven. Vrika, with his wife Durvakshi, had sons that were headed by Taksha, Pushkara and Shala. Shamika, together with Sudamani, gave life to sons who were headed by Sumitra and Arjunapala. Anaka, together with his wife Karnika, brought two sons into the world who were called Ritadhama and Jaya. The wives of Anakandundubi, Vasudeva, were first of all Devaki and then Pauravi, Rohini, Bhadra, Madhira, Rochana and Ila. The sons who were begotten by Vasudeva in Rohini were Krita, the oldest son, and Bala, Gara, Sarana, Durmada, Vipula, Dhruva and others. Bhuta, the oldest son, Subhadra, Bhadra Bahu, Durmada and Bhadra belonged to the 12 sons Pauravi gave birth to. Nanda, Upananda, Kritaka, Shura and others were the sons of Madhira, while Kaushalya, Bhadra, gave birth to only one son named Keshi. Vasudeva begot in Rochana the sons Hasta, Hemangada and others. In Ila he begot the sons with Uruvalka as the oldest one, who were the leading personalities of the Yadu dynasty. Anaka Dundubi begot in Dhritadeva one son, Viprishta, while Prashama, Prasita and others were the sons he had with Shantideva, O king. With Upadeva there were 10 sons headed by Rajanya, Kalpa and Varsha. Vasu, Hamsa and Suvamsa and others were the 6 sons Vasudeva had with Sri Deva. With his wife Devarakshita, he also gave life to 9 sons, of whom Gada was the first one. With Sahadeva, Vasudeva fathered 8 sons. These sons, headed by Shruta and Pravara, or Pauvara, were of the same dharma as the Vasus. They were their incarnations. Vasudeva begot in Devaki 8 highly qualified sons, Kirtiman, Sushina, Bhadrasena, Riju, Samardana, Bhadra and Bhagavan Sankarsana, the serpent controller, the ruler of the ego. The 8th one to appear from them was Swayam, the Lord in person, Lord Krishna. Subhadra, his sister, as you know, is your so greatly fortunate grandmother, O king. Whenever and wherever there is a decline in dharma and an increase of sinful activities, then, at that time, the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Master Hari, will manifest himself. The Lord's compassion with the fallen souls is the only reason for him to take birth and engage in action, O great leader. He is the original master in the beyond, the witness who is the Supreme Self. He mercifully endeavors to put an end to the deluding influence of material existence, to the maya of the repeated birth, maintenance and death of the living entities, so that they can attain their true self, so that they can return home back to Godhead. He strives to remove all the great military forces from this world by making the demoniac rulers, who call themselves kings, march against each other. The activities that the Supreme Lord, the killer of Madhu, performed together with Sankarsana, Balarama, are beyond the comprehension of even the minds of the greatest controllers of enlightenment, Brahma and Shiva. He displayed his pious activities just to show the devotees his mercy and dispel the darkness of the misery and lamentation of those who are born in this age of Kali. He whose ears are only once gladdened by the truth of hearing with folded hands about his glories, that thus makes those ears the best of all the holy places, is liberated from his strong desire for karmic activities. He who always endeavored with the assistance of the praiseworthy Kurus, Srinjayas, Pandavas, Bhojas, Vrishnis, Andakas, Madhus, Shurasenas, and Dasharas, pleased human society with his affectionate smiles, his instructions, his magnanimous heroic pastimes, and his personal form that is so attractive in every respect. All men and women of Vrindavana, who could never get enough of the sight of his face and forehead, which are so brilliantly decorated with the shark-shaped earrings in his beautiful ears, they who imbibed his smiles of enjoyment that are a never-ending festival to the eye, all got angry with their own eyes when they but blinked. After taking birth, he left his father's house and brought prosperity to Vraja and Vrindavana. He killed many demons there, he accepted thousands of fine women as his wives, and fathered hundreds of sons. He, the Supreme Personality, was of worship with many sacrificial ceremonies and expanded, with that respect for the Vedic rituals, his glory among the people. On the battlefield of Kurukshetra, he put an end to the great burden of Kuru personalities on this earth by arranging a quarrel among them. Under his supervision, all the prophet-minded rulers were destroyed, to the occasion of which he declared to Arjuna what in life would be the victory of conquering, of being devoted. Finally, after giving transcendental instructions to Uddhava, he returned to his heavenly abode. Thus, the ninth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam ends, named Liberation.